Hello and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval and I am your host. Thank you so much for being here today. For those of you in the United States, I hope that you had an enjoyable Thanksgiving holiday and celebration. I know we did with lots of family and friends, ate a whole bunch of food, and just had a really, really great time. So the holidays are now officially in full swing, at least here in the States. And as we enter the Lenten time and the Christmas holiday season, and then the New Year's for those of you that is the biggest holiday coming up here. And so we're going to continue today to talk about strategies around managing and dealing with difficult emotions during the holidays. Last week, we talked about strategies for dealing with stress, particularly around being a newly divorced father or going through a divorce during this time. And so part of that is that emotions are going to come up during this time, particularly with the transition and changes you might be experiencing in your environment or in the daily life or your routines around the holidays, and how we can deal with the emotions that came up. Before we get into those, though, I wanted to remind you that the divorce quiz is still up at the website at thedivorcequiz.com. Check that out, particularly with the emotions going on right now and all the changes. It's a great tool and resource to gauge where you're at compared to others who have gone through this process. And I also wanted to let you know we're going to be getting our membership site up and running. So all of the topics that we talk about on this show correlates to a course or a class or a workshop or something else that we do in the Divorce Dadvocate community. And so this membership site is going to be a phenomenal resource, like unbelievable, where you can find pretty much anything that you need and the support that you need in order to get through the process, thrive through and after the process. And so that's going to be coming up. Hopefully, we'll have that up and running the next 3 or 4 weeks. So be on a lookout for that in the show notes or at the website at thedivorcedadvocate.com. All right, dealing with difficult emotions during the holidays. For me, I remember my first Christmas during the divorce, and then probably the first two or three post-divorce, and all of the emotions that came up with the change of environment, the change in not having my kids in on the holiday on Christmas, or the change in how different it was in having them and just having them by myself, and arranging and coordinating and figuring out how to pull off the stockings and the Santa Claus and everything that goes along with prepping for having a fun, and at least that's how we celebrate it, right? Having a fun and an enjoyable Christmas day. And so, you know, my emotions ran from extreme gratitude and joy to sadness and depression to anxiety and worry, like across the spectrum. And there's just, looking back, there's just no way to have any knowledge or forethought in what was going to come up when it comes up. And we've talked about this before on the show, in that this happens just during this process, because it's a change. It's a stressful process that none of us hopefully have gone through too many times. And so those emotions will just come up. And during the holiday season, it's all amplified with all the rest of the stuff that may be going on. And so let's talk about some ways in which we can deal with these difficult emotions. The first would be acknowledging how you feel. We like I said, oftentimes some of those feelings will just come up. One for me was just being very, very sad around the fact that I wasn't having the family and the same traditions that we had. And you might call these negative emotions, although I would argue that there's no negative or positive emotions. Each and every emotion that's coming up is prompting you to pay attention to something. So acknowledging that is key in doing that, acknowledging that you're having this emotion and pay attention to it. It's absolutely okay to have the negative emotions. You're going to have the positive, quote unquote, positive emotions also. And having those quote unquote negative ones is equally as important, and maybe even more important, to pay attention to, acknowledge, and process those. And one big one that I want to make everybody aware of, and this is one that I didn't even know about, and I wasn't even aware of, but that is grieving. Grieving throughout this process, not only just during the holidays, but throughout this process, and it might be amplified because of the holidays. And grieving isn't just grieving the loss of a relationship. It could be grieving the change in the traditions that you are celebrating, or how you are celebrating, or grieving that you don't have your kids for part of those celebrations. So grieving is a process. And if you're not aware of the process, we've got an earlier show that talks about that grieving process, and it includes being angry, and it includes being sad, it includes coming to terms with things, includes bargaining. So go back and listen to that show, or do a Google search for the steps for grieving, and just make yourself aware of that, but just also go through that process. It's incredibly important to do it, and it's okay to do it. It's okay to have these emotions. Just acknowledge that how you're feeling, and hopefully you've got some tools set up, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, some of the habits to make sure that you're okay throughout this process. But create a process that helps you to acknowledge that those feelings that will come up, and that it's okay to do. So that's one way in which to do it. The next I would say is to plan ahead. So we know that these emotions are going to come up. We've probably already experienced them if you've been going through this process for a little bit now, or this divorce process. So just be aware, the holidays can bring up lots of triggers. Without any of this stuff, without any of the divorce process or any of the stuff that might be coming up around that, they can already trigger people in many different ways. So plan ahead and know that this is going to happen. There's going to be things that come up. There might be memories. There might be some different things that trigger these emotions coming up. And so maybe a strategy around that is change up the tradition that you are celebrating. Don't participate in or plan in an activity that you have traditionally done, and make something new, make something different. That's you might be worried, and you might be fearful that this will be difficult or challenging for the kiddos, but I can definitely tell you that it can be an opportunity for them to experience and have a new fun tradition that is built around the new environment and lifestyle that you may be working towards and designing. And so that can serve as a twofold purpose. One is that you're avoiding a trigger that might come up for you around the tradition, and it's also helping you to reframe and rebuild in with some new traditions and some new environment in a new environment in which you're going to go forward with the kiddos. So just plan ahead, be aware, you know, it's going to come up, and don't just push it off. And that takes me to the next point, which is focus on the present moment, because we can get, we can get wrapped up in this, and we can get lost in the past, or ruminating on the past, or we can focus on the future and thinking about the future, and all of these things can create depression or sadness if you're ruminating and thinking back, and it can create anxiety and angst and uncertainty if you're thinking and projecting into the future. So keep it in the present, and keep it in the present by you can't stop thinking about the future, or you can't stop thinking about the past, but if you start recognizing your thoughts, you can, don't get too far down, like don't go too far in a direction to where you can't pull out of it. So take, be aware of what you are thinking. And then if you see that you are thinking about the past, bring yourself into the future. You can do this as simply as starting to focus then on your breath. So if you start ruminating about something, you start thinking about the past, you find that you're starting to make yourself, because we can make ourselves sad about that, bring yourself to right now, and then just start focusing in on your breath. Take 10 deep breaths in, and exhale very slowly also, and then just focus on that. And then from there, you can start to focus maybe on gratitude or something else that's happening right now, and then stay in that present moment. And biggest thing I find is that when you do that, it will automatically bring you to an attitude of gratitude, and really shape a more positive perspective around that. And the more times then you're able to do that, then you're able to train your mind that you're okay, that it's going to be okay. You're not going to be sad or depressed. You're not going to be anxious, because you have the control over whether or not you are going to be that way or not, whether or not you're going to react to that or not, by pulling yourself back into the present moment and utilizing a tool as simple as breathing. And then after a while, when you continue to do that, you utilize that tool, you start to train your brain to say, I'm okay, I'm good, I'm fine. I bring myself back to this present moment continually. And then pretty soon you'll stop moving your mind to the past or to the future as much. Like, this is for me, as much as anybody else, this is a challenge sometimes, but the more you do it, just like any tool that you utilize or exercise, you get better at it, and it will be beneficial in the long run. So that's focusing on the present. And I gotta say, I really feel like this might be the most critical one, no matter what, in dealing with the difficult emotions, because we need to get present in order to acknowledge. We need to get present in order to do those first two, acknowledge how you feel and also plan ahead. But we can't do that if we're not focused in the present moment. So really, maybe this should have been the first one that I brought up, which is focus on the present. But get yourself into the present, and this really is useful for across the board, not just now, but anytime you're going through any of the challenges throughout the divorce. If you can get yourself to the present, it will move you eventually into the gratitude. So enough on that. The next one is healthy habits. And I know I sound like a broken record around this. We talked about it last week also, with being able to handle the stress of the holidays, but creating and implementing those healthy habits. Hopefully already you've started to do that in this process. Recognize that you need to take care of yourself first in order to be able to take care of anybody else. During the holidays, with the kids off, with all the planning, with the shopping, with everything that's going on, it's really easy for us to let this stuff go by the wayside. We can start And if you're like me, you may have already started this last week and not eating really well. You start getting into the food and the holiday celebrations and the Christmas and holiday parties, and you might be eating not quite as well. You might miss some of your gym time. You might be drinking a little bit too much. And so make sure to keep those healthy habits. Keep a routine, try to keep a routine as much as possible. Sometimes challenging with the kiddos being off of school, but keep that routine, keep getting enough sleep, keep eating well, maybe in between those big holiday celebrations and meals and holiday parties that you're attending. Make sure that you're still eating right and taking care of that. Get your exercise. That's a key thing. And that could be as simple as going out, doing a walk for 15 minutes a day. That can be both healthy physically and therapeutically, mentally and emotionally. So get out and do that exercise and take care of yourself. Maybe make sure you're not drinking as much. Make sure you're not partying as much. Try to limit that as much as possible and keep those habits grounded in things that are going to be positive for you. And you can implement this with the kids as well when they're off of school and they're maybe looking at a little bit different schedule while they're not having to get up and get off to school and do homework and all of that. In modeling and adopting some of what you might be doing, exercising, going for those walks together, cooking meals together during the holidays and giving them the opportunity to help with doing something like that or preparing something fun or different for a holiday or for a party or for prepping for a party. That's something that my daughters and I like to do, and I get them involved with, because we host lots of different parties. And so having them be involved in that and seeing that. So that's all stuff that can be healthy habits then that actually could lead into traditions and fun, healthy new traditions in the holiday season. So that's healthy habits. The last one that I'll say is get support. And that can be in the form of a therapist or a coach. Now, sometimes that might be a little more challenging during the holiday seasons because they like to celebrate their own holidays and they're taking time off and doing all that they want to do during the holidays as well. But if you know that's going to happen and you know that you're not going to be able to perhaps have a session or have sessions or regular sessions, or you're going to be traveling and that's going to be more challenging, make sure to try to find ways in which to get that support. That could be a church group, could be a step group that meets continually. And a lot of them are making sure, a lot of those groups really are conscientious and make sure through the holidays to be there and do this and be active for people, because they know what a challenge these difficult emotions can be during this season. So don't be afraid to get involved with a group. Get involved with one of our groups. The Divorced Dads Meetup will continue to meet throughout the holidays and our bi-monthly meetings as well. And so jump on one of our group meetings and talk with us. We just had that again this morning and had a great conversation around challenging parenting schedules and how to handle that with exes and being effective and efficient and conscientious, empathetic communicators through that process. So we're talking about stuff like that in every meeting. And if there's not something like that, line up a friend or family member that you might have a lifeline to, you know, to call and just be able to talk for a few minutes if you are having a challenging time with your emotions. And these are people that can often say to you and help you just breathe, like just breathe, that can remind you to just breathe. Because sometimes when we're in the moment, sometimes when it's happening, sometimes when these emotions are coming up, we just forget the tools that we've learned or we've read about or thought about or wanted to do. And having a friend or family member to talk to for a couple of minutes to just remind us that we have those tools, that we have the ability to do those, is really great. So You know, those are some tips. Let's go through those again. The first being, I'm going to reorder these. That's not how we talked about them, but focus on the present. That again, really, I feel is the most important. So when you start when we're going through the season, we're thinking, I know that I do, and I still do this. I'm still guilty of this, thinking about how things were. We like think a lot about the past. And so if you can get yourself focused in the presence, that is going to be really huge. And then acknowledge how you're feeling. So if you get yourself focused in the present, acknowledge how you're feeling about that. You might be feeling sad. You might be feeling anxious or uncertain or worried. Acknowledge that and let it come up. It's perfectly fine to let that come up. And then plan ahead that this is going to happen. We know we're in the holidays, and then maybe this podcast should have been a couple of weeks ago, but plan ahead. We've still got some holidays coming up for everybody here in the New Year celebration as well. So plan ahead. Get your call out to your family or friends, or if you are involved in a group, let's let them know, or reach out to somebody that you feel comfortable that you would like to have be on call, if you will, to chat with, and make sure that they're readily available. And also, you can serve that need for somebody else that you might do that might need that from you as well. So that can be mutually beneficial to people. Helping others, somebody else, and listening to somebody else through this process can be helpful as well. And that's why the group meetings are really fantastic. To be able to do that, because wherever we're at in the process, we all have something that we can share or some wisdom that is beneficial to each other. So don't be afraid to be that person for a friend or a family member as well, because just because you're going through something or challenging doesn't mean that you don't have something that you can provide to them and help them out with as well. The next one is healthy habits. Stick with your routine. Stick with your morning routines, your evening routines, your exercise routines, your sleep habits and sleep patterns, and your exercise and everything throughout this process. It's gonna keep you on an even keel. Also, it's going to give you it's going to model for the kiddos the same thing throughout this, that no matter what, no matter how stressful the process might be that you're going through, even through divorce, but even through the holidays, that they'll see that you're keeping things on track and keeping an even keel. So keep those habits healthy and limit the bad ones, because I'm guilty of this too. Overeating, going out too much, too many holiday parties, just can wear us down and just keep us mentally and emotionally not energized like we need to be. And the last one, get the support that you need. Reach out, get involved, therapy, coaching, group meetings, step meetings, church groups, or a friend or family member that you can reach out to and connect with to just spend a couple of minutes sharing with what you are going through, or the emotions that may be coming up. So those are our tips for dealing with difficult emotions during the holidays. This is one of the most joyous seasons for me. I hope that for you that it is as well. And if it's not, I hope that these tips will help you to find ways in which you can find and create some joy and happiness for not only yourself, but your family, and work towards developing what those might be, or how you might do that going forward as a divorced or divorcing dad. So thank you for being here. I sincerely appreciate it. If I can help with anything, or if you need to reach out to me, please go to thedivorcedadvocate.com. Book a call for us to chat for a little bit and go through what it is that you might be needing, or talk about your situation. Get involved with one of our group meetings. All of those are in the show notes below. Click on one of those, jump on, and utilize any and all of the resources that we have here at the Divorce Advocate. And if you found value in this, please subscribe, like us, make a comment, or most importantly, share this with another divorced or divorcing dad that you might know that that needs to learn or needs some tips on how to deal with the difficult emotions during the holidays. Thank you so much. God bless, and we'll talk next week.